At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, September 12th. Had something that's been bugging me a little bit this week after the week one loss to the Dolphins that I wanted to talk about. A potential issue with this Jaguars football team in 2024 that I didn't necessarily expect to be an issue heading into the season before week one. But after we saw what happened in the fourth quarter and after we've talked to the coaching staff, you know, head coach Doug Peterson, offensive coordinator Press Taylor, I am a little bit concerned with a certain aspect of this offense. And so that's what we're going to talk about here today. Overall, through the first three quarters, I thought the Jaguars offense was fantastic, including the fumble. Obviously, you don't want that, but even that drive, they were doing a really good job. Like, they had multiple long scoring drives, multiple long drives down the field. They were keeping it balanced. They were throwing the ball a little bit more than they were running it, but they were doing both a lot. And they were, by having plenty of looks in the run game, by having different run plays, by having under center looks where Trevor Lawrence drops back from under center to throw the ball, play action looks, obviously some shotgun looks as well. They were keeping the Miami Dolphins defense off balance by keeping their offense balanced, right? And Trevor Lawrence was playing really good football. Tank Bigsby was playing fantastic. Brian Thomas Jr. was playing fantastic. Christian Kirk had some uncharacteristic drops. I think Anton Harrison was struggling a little bit with Jalen Phillips in this one, early on, especially late, though. But my concern isn't with what you saw in the first three quarters. It's what you saw in the fourth quarter. And it's not just because, like, the offense stalled out. Yeah, obviously, that's an issue. But the root of that issue, in my opinion, is that the Jaguars, only up 3 points, decided to go into a shell on offense. And you can't do that against the Miami Dolphins, only up 3 points, trying to essentially clock a game, run the clock out with 15 minutes left in the game against the Miami Dolphins in Miami. You're only up by 3 points and you're just trying to run the clock out. Now, like, in theory, sure, that's great, right? Like, if you have the ability, the physical ability with your offensive line, the cohesion, the chemistry, the backs to just run the ball every single play and run the clock out, that's great. I think it's much harder to do that in the modern NFL just because eventually you're probably going to get stopped if you're only running the ball. But you cannot do that against the Dolphins. And I don't think that this football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2024, really have the ability to do that against anyone. And so, you know, I chalked it up as, you know, Doug wanted to get out of week one with a win. Doug Peterson did. And I get it. And it was the wrong decision. You needed to stay more balanced. You needed to give Trevor Lawrence more opportunities to help you win this football game, right? Again, eight of the next nine plays after Tyreek Hill's touchdown, after Travis Etienne's fumble, were runs. And the only pass in there was a third down pass. Third and five, the Jaguars had to pass the ball. So they became entirely predictable. They became entirely unbalanced. And I think that that was their undoing offensively in this football game. I don't think it was the Travis Etienne fumble, which obviously, if that doesn't happen, the Jaguars win the game. In all likelihood, they go up 24-7. That was the adversity how they handled the adversity was awful, in my opinion. Now, again, I said after the game, I chalked it up to, okay, Doug Peterson was just trying to get out of Miami with a win. His guys were tired. They were just trying to get out of there. But Monday, we talked to Doug Peterson, and he's very testy. He's very defensive about their game plan late in the game. He said that they felt like the offensive line was starting to really feel it, starting to take over the game, and that they were going to be able to run the clock out. Again, this is starting with 15 minutes left in the game against the most explosive scoring offense in football. So that started to give me a little pause. And then talking to Press Taylor today, Jaguars offensive coordinator, I asked him, kind of framed it differently, but, you know, Trevor Lawrence didn't have many opportunities in the fourth quarter to impact the game, to drop back and throw the football. And Press Taylor said he feels like that's because they didn't execute on offense. That's because they weren't able to get some key third downs. That's because of a lack of execution with the plays that were called. And he said they had the right idea. And that kind of shocked me. Because, you know, I asked point blank, basically, like, should Trevor Lawrence have been more involved in this game down the stretch for the Jaguars? And the answer I got from both the head coach and the offensive coordinator seemingly suggested that that wasn't the case.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And, you know, perhaps they just don't want to admit that, you know, maybe they did go back and look at it and said, you know, maybe we should have thrown the ball a little bit more. Perhaps that's it. And if that's the case, that's fine. But if they really honestly believe that they have the offensive line, that they have the run game to eat up a whole quarter against the Miami Dolphins, that is concerning to me. That's very concerning. Because whether it was, you know, Brandon Scherff missing a block on a, you know, short yardage situation, Cam Robinson missing a block on a short yardage situation, or, you know, Tank Bigsby just trying to bounce it outside when he probably should have just tried to get as much as he could, you know, the way the play was designed. This running game, I don't think, is built to dominate a football game by itself, which is essentially what they were trying to do. And then it puts the passing game into a situation where when they are passing the ball late, which only three dropbacks in the fourth quarter, two were on third down, right? And the other one was a play right before that, you know, second and long. I don't see that being a recipe for success. Now, maybe they they're stubborn about it, and they coach it up. They consistently coach it up week after week after week, and this offensive line does find the cohesion, the chemistry, the execution, and the running backs do as well to become a dominant run game where they can absolutely close out games on the ground. I wouldn't bet on that. I wouldn't. Because Brandon Scherff is an inconsistent run blocker. Cam Robinson is an inconsistent run blocker. Anton Harrison is an inconsistent run blocker. Mitch Morse, very good in the run game. I think Ezra Cleveland is good in the run game as well. I think that, you know, Travis Etienne, as amazing as he is in space and you want to get him the rock, in short yardage, sometimes his vision and pacing and decision-making leaves a little bit to be desired. You saw that a little bit with Tank Bigsby as well. So if you're trying to say, as soon as we get a lead and it's the fourth quarter, we're just gonna pound the rock, that's a worry for me. That's a concern for me. It is. And so unless this football team gives Trevor Lawrence opportunities to help them win games late, like the NFL's get Jack's, maybe they're able to win some games convincingly this year and it doesn't end up mattering in those games. But most games are going to be fairly close. And if your idea is to just salt away the game on the ground every single week when you have a lead in the fourth quarter, I don't think it's going to work. More often than not, I don't think it's going to work. And, you know, hopefully if that is their strategy moving forward, I'm wrong about it. And they're able to get these guys to, again, play with more chemistry, cohesion, execution, and just will. Sometimes, you know, in the run game, it's just about imposing your will. Obviously executing the assignment, but imposing your will. Hopefully I'm wrong about that. And you know, hopefully they do give Trevor Lawrence more opportunities to help them win the football game. But they didn't do that in week one, and that's what has me concerned. Not only that they didn't do that in the fourth quarter, but they kind of doubled down on the thought process throughout the week. That's really my only concern with the Jaguars, because when they are balanced, I think that they're a very, very, very good offense. Trevor Lawrence throwing the football deep to Brian Thomas Jr., to Gabe Davis, you know, finding the underneath and intermediate stuff to Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram. I think the run, the offensive line can do a good enough job when they have balance, when their opponents on the defensive line don't know exactly what the offense is trying to do. They can have balance and they can play pretty well. But again, when it's obvious to the defense what you're trying to do, I don't think you can execute in that regard, at least not yet. So would love to know what y'all think about this. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. But I just wanted to talk about that, get that off my chest, because that is the one big concern right now. I'm not concerned with neutral game script. I'm not concerned with the offense as long as they have balance. I'm not concerned with the defense, even though Tyson Campbell's going to miss some time. I think Ryan Nielsen's going to have those guys playing well. I'm really just concerned with what we've talked about here today. So again, drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.